the Walukulangu artists of Yuin Dimu are renowned for their thriving Indigenous community, that, and it's centred around their artwork and their culture. They're based in the Northern Territory in Australia, and the artists operate at an art centre that provides important cultural and social hub for their community. Now, the organisation has recently teamed up with Bunnings, and they're selling their striking artwork in the form of vibrant planters, which is like a win-win. If you have a green thumb and you love gorgeous art, then isn't that just the best solution? Well, today we're going to be speaking with Cecilia Alfonso, who manages the famed Art Centre, to talk about the art and how important it is to carry on traditions and cultures. Cecilia, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Now, it's early there because we've got a bit of a time difference happening, but thank you for getting up and chatting with us.
That's great.
Now, what inspires the artist's passion at your art centre?
Well, I think predominantly they want to paint their culture, but, you know, they want to paint their stories. It's also something very appropriate for people to do in a place, you know, of chronic unemployment. So, you know, everyone paints for a multitude of reasons. They paint for money. They paint because it's something that they're able to do. They paint because it's flexible hours and it's appropriate. And they paint to share their culture. They've always painted to share their culture with the wider community, with, you know, the rest of Australia and the world.
Yeah, I can imagine the centre is like a hub for the community, right? There's more than art going on there. There's community, there's connection, there's, you know, gossip about what's going on in the town. I can imagine it's a real hub.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Art Centre last year paid about 753 people across two communities.
Wow.
So we have a satellite program in the community of Yuin Dimu, which is 160 kilometres from here, further west. And that's where I was yesterday. So I actually drove the Bunnings pots out there to show the artists and to take photos of them. And yeah, and so some of the artwork is from Yuin Dimu and some of the artwork is also from Nirripee. And the reason we have this program in Nirripee is because, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you know, people, there was a movement back to homelands, and then Nirripee started up at that time. And it's also a Walpri community. The families are very closely interconnected.
Yeah, right. How did the Bunnings thing come about? Like, did you guys approach them? Did they approach you?
Okay, well, we do a lot of licensing, so I do get approached quite a lot and from different people. And, I mean, it came about because of a connection that I had with an art dealer friend, and he put me in touch from Aranda Art in Melbourne, and he put me in touch with his friend who runs Eden Pots, and they're the main suppliers of pots to Bunnings. So we've been working on the deal for about a year, you know, and both companies were really you know, working very hard to make sure that they would, you know, license the images from an Aboriginal-owned business.
Yep.
To, you know, because there's a real push and there's a real demand from the marketplace these days that Aboriginal images, you know, aren't, you know, stolen, and that that they're licensed ethically.
Yes.
And so they did a lot of investigation to make sure, and we are a 100% Aboriginal-owned business. And you know, and the artists, you know, so we do lots of different licensing deals. The artists absolutely love it. So, you know, yesterday,
I was going to say, how did they feel when they saw the pots yesterday?
Well, they were saying, I actually drove out with someone who speaks Walpri, because even after 20 years, I don't speak Walpri. I've been too busy running, doing other things. But, and she said that they were just saying, oh, so proud, so proud. And as I gave the pots out, I, you know, basically, everybody was like, what about me? What about me? So I did send one image to the woman at Michelle at Bunnings, and I said everybody was very proud and everybody with no pots was very jealous.
Yeah. We need a few more pots. Send a few more out. I love it. And so does the centre work on a pretty is it quite a flexible environment, or is it, do people come in Monday to Friday and they paint, or is it kind of whenever people can get in, they paint then?
We have a lot of very regular people that come in every day. So we do close one day for processing of the images. But we're very egalitarian. We're very inclusive. And anybody in the community can come and ask for the materials that they get for free. And then we basically pay in advance most of the value of the painting. So the artists get half of what the painting gets sold for. And the other half goes towards the expenses associated with running their business and a range of community projects that we've run over the years. But pretty much anyone who wants to pick up a brush and have a go is allowed to have a go. And that's why, we're very clear about our, being inclusive. And also because people will make money as soon as they finish the canvas, they're kind of the two secrets of the success of our engagement, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Celia Alfonso, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's really fascinating and fabulous engagement. And I know that the pots will be super, super successful.
Yeah, the artists were really excited. And I really believe that, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's about accessibility for the market. Not everybody can afford to buy a painting.
Yeah.
And hopefully thousands of new homes across Australia now have an Indigenous artwork that they can afford and love
in their home. Cecilia Alfonso, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.